Hello, I'm sternly Andrew Heaton, and you're militantly watching Mostly Weekly at Ease. Today, I'd like to brief you on a little thing called defense spending. Actually, calling it a little thing is fantastically misleading. It's actually the biggest thing. The U.S. has the most powerful military in the world. In the 20th century, it defeated Germany twice, Korea kind of, and Vietnam not so much. It's the greatest force in the history of marching band music. That said, we're paying way, way more than we need to. How much do we pay? Come on. There are tank treads that cost more than that. 50 million? My God, you know how much these things cost? A billion. Okay, I can work with that. Multiply that by 20. Right, okay, now multiply that by 20. Great. Now add another 200 billion for good measure. Yes, what the financial indeed. We spend about $600 billion a year on the military, and it's set to go up to almost $700 billion next year. That's almost one whole turkey, or 30 billion turkeys. To put things in perspective, our defense budget is bigger than the next 8 largest world powers combined. It's hard to wrap your mind around just how big $600 billion is. Let's say that we cut the defense budget in half to $300 billion. It would still be 4 times larger than Russia's. And the money left over would be enough to buy every single American 2 iPads, or send a manned mission to Mars, or build a moon colony with its own Cracker Barrel, or send everyone in America a check for $900, except Kevin. So how did our military get so expensive? Through the military-industrial complex, first brought to our attention by whiny, limp-wristed, beta male snowflake Dwight Eisenhower. Here's how it works. Defense contractors make money by selling tanks, planes, and other killy things to the military. They make money regardless of whether or not we need those tanks, planes, or killy things, or even if they work. So they deploy legions of lobbyists to Washington to convince Congress to buy them the M1 this, or the F-44 that, or my favorite, the V-3 Smellicopter. Meanwhile, Congress loves splurging on defense. Contractors provide jobs in their districts, which gets them reelected. A lot of the time, the Pentagon doesn't even want certain weapons, but Congress appropriates the budget for them anyway. It asked Congress to quit spending money on Super Hornet aircrafts, and it said a quarter of our bases serve no military purpose whatsoever. Nevertheless, Congress keeps appropriating funds. Republicans are constantly yammering about the budget, but if it involves a drone, a plane, or a killy thing, they toss money at it like it's a naked lady doing a naked lady dance at a naked lady dance place. It's like if you're buying a battleship, it magically doesn't add to the debt. So 2 plus 2 is 4, but if there's a tank, it weighs down the number weight, so it's actually 3. Even Bernie Sanders supports the F-35 jet program and fought tooth and nail to bring it to Vermont. Now, you might point out that if we're not safe, it doesn't matter how good our economy is, and I agree. In fact, one of the government's actual responsibilities is to provide for our common defense. But the budget is still subject to diminishing returns. For example, Russia spends about 10 times less than we do on defense. Does anybody really think Russia is at risk of getting invaded? Of course not. Ditto America. Plus, we've got a salty moat on either side of our country and friendly neighbors to the north and south. Our biggest threats right now are terrorists, Kevin Spacey, and sharks. We spend $150 billion a year to maintain 800 military bases in 80 other countries. At the end of the Cold War, we were only in 40. We have 200,000 active troops deployed in more than 170 countries. So if our biggest wars are over, why are we deployed so heavily, particularly in countries with trace amounts of shark or Kevin Spacey? Those bases give insurgents something to rally around and recruit with, and we pay a lot of money to stay in fill-in-the-blankistan, even though the fill-in-the-blankistanis hate us. Listen, I'm not anti-military. I have camo pajamas. I lost my virginity while watching Patton. But at some point, defending the nation just turns into crony capitalism with killy things. Squandering money for the sake of squandering money isn't patriotic, and it needs to be stopped.